This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thanks for tuning in to this Saturday's Horse Show. For today's show, I spoke with Greenville veterinarian Jennifer Ostrom about animal health for the season.
Basically, for most of our domestic species, deal with upper respiratory virus vaccines. That's cattle, horses, even some in our swine and sheep and goats. We also, in our horse population, do consider some vector-borne diseases, things that are spread by biting flies, mosquitoes, etc. Everyone's very familiar with West Nile, Eastern and Western encephalitides. So there are a lot of things that are seasonal vaccinations that we've been doing. Parasite prevention in all forms that comes with fly prevention. It also considers biting flies, lice, as well as intestinal parasites. It's a good idea to deworm, get those things applied prior to putting animals out on pasture. The animal sheds most of the parasite eggs that turn into the larvae out onto the pasture. So if you can debulk that amount before you even send them out, they don't infect the pastures as well. Flies, that's a tough one. Everybody knows it's going to be a big fight. This time of year, with a lot of the rain, topical applications, et cetera, sometimes are a bit of a challenge to get that residual and long-term effect. Fly tags, topical applications, everybody's familiar with the fights that are there, but are a good idea. And then as far as the pastures go, making sure that with the rain coming, pastures have had a little bit of a challenge coming back from the last couple of years. We've had some drier spells, and as pastures get taller, that can actually cause some problems from a fescue standpoint. Also, mechanical trauma to the eye, which can lead to pink eyes, flies, spread that. So it's a real good idea to try and manage pastures as well. This time of year, obviously we've already just briefly touched on vaccines. Spring vaccines are very important. Our parasite control in horses is also very, very critical. We can run fecal analyses on smaller groups of animals after a deworming to make sure that they were successful and to see that everything's going well. The other thing we see a lot, you mentioned earlier about pasture turnout and nutrition. It's not uncommon for really lush growing pastures to overgraze your horses. They can get a little bit of a sore foot problem called grass founder. So being very cautious and minimal turnout to kind of acclimate them to the new forage instead of just the dry hay that they've been on all winter is really important. Even if they've been on a paddock over the past few months, the growth in the last few weeks has just been exponential with all the rain and very warm, humid weather. That type of forage is going to change even though they've been on it with the rapid rate of growth. So we want to be careful with that and transition them as slowly as possible to avoid any feed issues.
And what would be some early signs that your horse could be foundering?
A lot of times they seem a little unwilling to walk, or they seem to be walking funny when they're standing at rest. A lot of times they're leaned way back so that their front feet almost look like they're sticking out in front of them. That can be kind of an issue. You can notice an actual lameness, but sometimes it just looks like a generalized soreness or stiffness.
And show season is going to be here before we know it. What advice would you give to keep animals healthy during show season?
You know, it's timely prevention. We have a lot of people that will call in and want to know what they can do. They're leaving next week. Vaccinations are important, but most injectable vaccines do take several weeks to become protective or give some sort of protective immunity. So whether it be horses or show cattle, or show pigs, making sure that we get those timely vaccines for anything that they would be exposed to commingling with other animals is important. There are some things that you can do to make sure that when your animal travels, they're maintaining a good diet, they're minimally stressed as they can be, but timely prevention to make sure any of the communicable diseases and vaccines are on board before we start showing. And we're really going to start here in the next couple of weeks, so now is the time.
Again, that was Greenville veterinarian Jennifer Ostrom. That's all for this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.